You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Get ready for a summer of light. James Turrell's light show at the Guggenheim Museum opens today, and it promises to be the art event of the summer. Art critic Deborah Solomon says it's radiant and heroic, but fellow critic Lee Rosenbaum calls it disappointing. They both join me now for an arts review smackdown. Good morning.
Good morning, Sotirios.
Nice
How
to
are
see you again.
I'm okay, thank you. So, two very different opinions of the show from you two. Let's get into it. Deborah, you say it's radiant and heroic?
Yes, this is a show at the Guggenheim Museum in which the rotunda has basically been turned into a light show. Think of an inverted wedding cake made of light. That's a very brief description. I love it because I think it reattaches American art to large themes like nature and the sky. And if you're somebody who likes looking at sunsets, this is the sunset brought indoors.
And Lee, you say this is a big letdown?
It is not because I don't love James Turrell, I do, but it's because I've seen his sky spaces elsewhere, and this was billed as a sky space. It doesn't bring nature indoors. It's under a skylight, and he himself called it a skylight space. So unlike other ones where the sky changes and you can see birds flying by, and at night it becomes particularly dramatic, this one left me flat, and the changing colors are beautiful, but sort of almost like a discotheque.
Why is Turrell so popular now? Has the show actually, been hyped?
I think there has been a lot of hype, in part because no one has seen his work. It's so scattered that many people are reacting more to the mythology of the man than to the work itself. And he is an appealing figure. He's an outsider. He ties into the whole myth of the Western frontier. He lives on a ranch in Arizona. He sleeps in the desert. He has a beard.
And so he also works in colorful, eye candy kinds of colors, and he makes things look very glowing and beautiful, which I love. And unfortunately, this show is going to be very popular because it is so publicly accessible, and crowds are really going to ruin the experience. I mean, I went at the press preview where there were relatively few of us, and it was already lines all over the place, and the meditative quality is hard to get from the works when you're in such a scrum.
The show covers 50 years of work by Turrell. What exactly is in the show? Is it all just light projections or shadows or what?
There are actually aquatints. I mean, some of the works that I found very enjoyable were prints, essentially, which still brought in that quality of light and glowingness. I found them very intriguing. There are some wall projections where the light at first seems to be a volumetric cube, and as you walk towards it, you realize that it's just flat light on it. There's all of this optical illusionism.
There are only a few other pieces in addition to the main installation. In the lobby. I found that somewhat problematic. The LA County Museum of Art is currently having a retrospective of his work, and this feels pretty much like an add-on. It doesn't give you an overview of his work at all. It gives you an experience. Can we have that meditative Emersonian experience if we have to wait 3 hours to get in?
No.
Is the question that remains to be answered.
Turrell is from Southern California. That's where he grew up, and he grew up a Quaker. How does his background influence his work, if it does at all?
Well, his first sky space, or one of his earliest ones, was actually very much a riff on his Quaker background. He used to go to Quaker meetings where you had to be silent for a long time, and as a kid he used to wish that the roof would open up and allow the sky in, and that was literally the genesis of the sky spaces, which are usually open air. They open to the sky, unlike this one, which is just an opaque skylight, and so that very much informs his work.
I think that one feels very much the presence of the Quaker meeting house in all his works. You could say he works in that tradition. Quakers famously, when they go to pray, go to greet the light. And he is always greeting the light. At the same time, he's literally blowing a hole in the roof. So you could say he overturns the tradition of the Quaker meeting house.
His work seems really focused on light and spirituality. So how do these themes play out in the art world?
I think one reason that he has been so celebrated and possibly overhyped at the moment is that he seems like a symbol of purity and integrity at a time when the auction houses and money and consumerism dominates the art world. And one thing we know for sure about this piece is you will never find it in a Sotheby's catalog. It's not going up for sale at auction. And I think that is part of his appeal.
Deborah Solomon and Lee Rosenbaum are art critics. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
A pleasure, Sotirios. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Deborah Solomon's new book, American Mirror, The Life and Art of Norman Rockwell, will be published in November. Lee Rosenbaum blogs as Culture Girl for ArtsJournal.com. And what do you think about the work of James Turrell? Do you agree with Deborah or with Lee? See photos and find links to his work and join the conversation at WNYC.org.